And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you.
No.
Ask what
no.
can do for your country.
Everybody said the Bears didn't belong, and they went out and proved it. What do you think about that?
Bullshit.
Did you not think they belonged?
They won. They got robbed.
They got robbed, right.
They got robbed.
Right. The results, we have to wait for Georgia, and they will say we were one. So they're staying the course with Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. What do you think about that?
I think they suck.
I'm okay with Nagy. I want a new general manager.
No. Yeah, I agree. Get a new general manager.
And a new coach.
You know, but yeah. I mean, come on.
They were better after he gave up call to plays.
They were. They were a lot better. Yeah. And there were injuries and all the other crap, but
they're keeping the OC.
You know what? Until we get a quarterback that knows how to throw the ball away and a coach that knows how to use more than 42 seconds to run plays all the time. They're a hot mess, and it starts from management. I don't blame the McCaskies. Well, yeah, they should hire somebody. Bring in Parcells.
Oh, my God. All right, let's predict those Sunday games. Browns versus Chiefs, Lou.
Browns.
Brownies. Buccaneers versus St. Old Man Brady.
Buccaneers.
Versus Old Man Breeze.
No, Brady, I'm not a Brady liker, but...
he knows how to win.
If him and Gronk can turn that team around like that, I think, you know what, let's go.
Let's see the Buccaneers and the Packers.
Yeah.
All right, great.
No, Packers are... What do you mean? The Rams are going to take the Packers.
We're sitting here at 11:30 on Saturday. What's the other game?
The other game?
Yes. I don't know either. All right. Well, we can't do it all. We only know the NFC.
Who does Baltimore play?
I don't know.
Somebody.
I don't know. I don't know the other games. AFC, I don't take
Buffalo. Buffalo's playing.
Buffalo won. Did they win?
Yeah, so Buffalo's got to play Baltimore.
All right.
I want Buffalo, Cleveland, Tampa, yeah. L.A.
All right, there you go. The Vegas boards, the odds just turned over. All right.
There we go. That's the pick.
Lou, we are gazing on the actual Swami. What do you think about that? The Dale Spook Grossman and his wife, Tammy Table Dancer, came through again and gave us an actual Swami. What about that?
It's just outstanding.
There you go, Lou.
It's outstanding.
Lou does not want to take a picture in it, ladies and germs.
I don't want to jinx it. As we were, saying before, I've come in dead last more than I've won a week.
He has.
I don't think I've won a week. Have I ever Swami? I don't think
you
I've
have
Swami three times. In the whole many years, I don't think I've ever
If we
swami.
Go through the archive.
Wadzi, will you get on that? Find out how many Swamis I won in the past? Note to Wads. Oh, and by the way, I got robbed. Gatsby should be in last with me at 150 wins. I don't know.
If you want to share, it's in the loss column. You have more losses than the great Gatsby. If you want to share the crown.
All right.
You're tied for last. Fine. We'll give you both the crown. Everybody's happy.
So I get last and tied for last?
Yes.
Two awards. Yes.
Two awards. Two awards. You and the great Gatsby. You both deserve them. Boy, Gatsby was giving me some pipe after that happened. I'm like, you've got less losses. And I have to keep, why do I have to keep the losses? In case somebody goes to the Dickman. Because then you have to do percentage.
I don't know. I think we got to bring Louis DePee on this. Hey, Louis, if you listen to this podcast, we can use your input, Louis.
Louis, you're You're in San Diego. Just be cool.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Louie. Send me your address. We'll send you the dunce.
There you go, Louis DePee. Louis DePee, I want you to wear that on the beach.
Yes.
In San Diego.
Speedo Louis.
Speedo Louis, as we like to call him. Lou, your power rankings of the week.
I'll take them all.
Eras of pro football. Lou, are you ready?
Eras of pro football.
Eras of pro. We're going to rank the eras of pro football.
Okay.
Listen very carefully, Lou.
I always do.
The historic 40s and 50s, the AFL-NFL merger era of the 1960s, the early Lou fandom of the 1970s, the bigger money era 1980s, the faster game 1990s, and the post-millennial madness 2000 to 2021. Lou, what is your number six of all those eras? You want to take a look at those,
Lou? I'm going to take the number six.
Yes.
Is going to be the faster games of the 90s.
Faster games of the 90s. Lou's not a fan.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go with that big money era. Oh, well, 80s was good. 60s, NFL, AFL. God, I don't know. That's a real tough one there. And
would you go post-millennium for five, maybe?
Post-millennium for five? No.
Okay.
That's last year. You can't, you know, we still got...
We're living in it, Lou. We're living in the post-millennium.
This is, you know, that's going to be probably third because it's not over yet.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to have to go with... the early Lou fandom of the 70s.
Wow, a real upset at number five. What's number four, Lou?
The bigger money era of the 80s.
All right, that makes sense.
And then you have to go with the AFL-NFL merger of the 60s. I can just remember so many family arguments. It was like Thanksgiving every Sunday. You know, with the AFL. Oh,
and not in a good way, everybody. If you had a turkey every Sunday, that'd be different. Yeah.
Post-millennium madness number two.
Oh, right. And then your historic 40s and 50s.
Yeah,
number one.
They started the ball. Chuck Bednarik. Dale Spook Grossman, I bet you remember going to those Chuck Bednarik games, right?
The great Bobby Lane.
And the Hawk, right? Yeah, Hawk. You had the last 60-minute man was an Eagle. Who is it? That was Chuck Bednarik, the last 60-minute man in football. He was probably in the 60s.
If I have to pick a number one, mine would be the NFL-AFL era of the 60s, just because how wild it was. When the AFL started, it cost like $1,000 and get a rickety stadium. You know, I love that. That's why I like the XFL.
XFL.
What
is? By the way, don't forget, this is the official podcast station of the XFL. See you in February.
Yes, we will, Lou. Yes, we will. All right, that was pretty interesting. Here's your question of the week.
Oh, no. Since we're speeding right through this.
Since this is the inauguration, do you have anything else to say before the question of the week? If we're speeding through this.
Not that matters, but go ahead.
Okay. Since this is inauguration...
Well, now that you bring it up.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Since this is inauguration week, what is your favorite president of the 19th century? We're talking 1800 to 1899. Lou, your favorite president of the 19th century?
Teddy Roosevelt.
He was 20th. He was... McKinley was his president, but he went from 19th to 20th, and Teddy took over in the 20th century.
That blows. I really like Teddy.
I do too.
National parks,
if
all
we,
that
if
shit.
If we had the 20th century presidents, he'd be right up there.
Well, everybody takes Lincoln, but I'm not taking him. And I'm not going to stir the pot and take Johnson. That'd really fuck up a few people, wouldn't it? Just kidding.
Hello, racist. Okay.
Swing low, baby. I don't know. I'm going to take... can't take Warren Harding either, can I?
No, he's 20th.
Can't take Roosevelt. Any Roosevelt.
Nope, neither Roosevelt.
I can take Grant.
You can take Grant. Do you like Grant?
I'm going to take Grant.
U.S. Grant Lou! Give us your catchphrase out!
Gotta take Grant. Jesus. Hi, Tom.
You're not gonna take Benjamin.
Hey, Tom, who would your favorite president be of the 18th century?
Of the 19th century, 1800 1899.
Martin Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren, there you go, Lou.
He had some good mutton chops on him,
he
too.
He did.
He sported some muttons, baby.
Give us your catchphrase out, Lou. It doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week, and go Van Buren!
This is the Commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week, right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Secret Service. When you have a secret that needs servicing, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou services you!
I approve this outstanding message!